Thank you for joining us for another lesson from God's Word. The West Huntsville Church of Christ at Providence is located at 1519 Old Monrovia Road, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806. Anytime you're in the Huntsville area, we hope you'll stop in and be part of our worship. Sunday morning worship is at 9 o'clock, with Bible class immediately following. Sunday evening worship is at 5. Midweek Bible study is held Wednesdays at 7.
For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, Jesus also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death Jesus might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Hebrews 2:14-15. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that Jesus, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man, Hebrews 2:9. And thus Jesus tasted death for all of humanity. Jesus went into the very realm of the dead. He broke the crown of death. And thus paved the exit door for all of humanity, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, Romans 1:4. And thus the resurrection of Christ was the crowning event of all of his work. God in the resurrection, proving everything that his Son ever said, proving everything that his Son ever did while on earth, was indeed the true work of God. And thus coming forth from the grave, prior to ascending into heaven, Jesus Christ left these words, which has been ringing in the ears of humanity for 2018 years. I am coming again. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels. And then he shall reward every man according to his works. Matthew 16:27. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man come, Matthew 24, 36 to 44. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all his holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations. He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. He shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Matthew 25, 31 to 33. But we see Jesus. And thus Hebrews 9, verse 28 says, in view of having seen Jesus, we also continue to look for Jesus, who shall come the second time without sin unto salvation. And thus, Jesus Christ is coming again. Just as surely as there is a God in heaven, and just as surely as the Bible constitutes the very word of God, even so, Jesus Christ is coming again. There is only one argument made in your New Testament against the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continued as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserving to fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise. The elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation, all living and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. 2 Peter 3, verses 3 through 12. And thus those scoffers had intentionally overlooked the most catastrophic event the world has ever known. Those scoffers was willfully ignorant of the great flood of Noah's day. Indeed, that flood was so catastrophic in nature, until it literally changed the physical layout of this earth, and it changed the whole course of human history. So great was that event, that God uses the flood of Noah's day in order to paint on our minds a picture of the second coming of Christ, the destruction of this earth, and the beginning of eternity for all humanity. And thus Peter's first point is, you have willfully overlooked the most catastrophic event the world has ever known prior to the second coming of Christ himself. And then Peter says, secondly, the very word that destroyed the world in Noah's day is going to destroy the world of our day. And then Peter emphasizes that time means nothing to God. God inhabits eternity. God is not measured by, limited by time as we are on earth. We dwell in time. God dwells in eternity. And thus God can make a promise. He can let a week go by. Yea, he can let 2018 years go by. And God is no less capable of fulfilling that promise at the close of those 2018 years than if the promise had been just made yesterday. And then Peter emphasizes the faithfulness of God. God is going to do exactly as he said he was going to do. And thus, in spite of the scoffers of that day, in spite of the scoffers of our day, in spite of the scoffers throughout all of the ages who rail against whatever God says on any given subject, just as surely as there is a God in heaven, the Bible is the word of God, Jesus Christ is coming again. However, Jesus is not coming in order to establish an earthly kingdom. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And it shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all of these other kingdoms. And it shall stand forever. Daniel 2 and verse 44. Daniel say, I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancients of Days. And they brought him near before him. And there was given to him dominion and glory and a kingdom which all people, nation, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall never be destroyed. Daniel 7:13-14. That kingdom is the house of God, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the pillar in the ground of the truth. 1 Timothy 3:15. But it shall come to pass in the last day that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain, shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow into it. And many nations shall come and say, come ye, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, where he will teach us his ways. We will walk in his paths, for the law out of Zion will go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Micah 4, verses 1 and 2. And thus the kingdom of Daniel 2:44, which shall not pass away, the kingdom of Daniel 7:14, which shall never be destroyed, is the house of the living God of Micah 4, verses 1 and 2, that will become a reality when the gospel was preached and the word of the Lord will go forth from the city of Jerusalem. In those days came John the Baptist preaching and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3, 1 and 2. Jesus himself began to say in his public ministry, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 4, 1, 2, and 17. And then Jesus says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Matthew 16, verse 18. Jesus says that I tell you that there are some of you that stand here that shall not see the kingdom of God come with power. Mark 9 and verse 1. Then open he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at the Jerusalem. Luke 24 verses 45 to 47. Thus the kingdom of Daniel 2:44, which shall not pass away, the kingdom of Daniel 7:14, which shall never be destroyed, is the house of the living God of 1 Timothy 3, verse number 15, that will become a reality when the gospel was preached and the word of the Lord will go forth from the city of Jerusalem. And thus, we see on that notable day, we know it's Pentecost, that gospel was preached upon the terms of the resurrected Christ, some 3,000 was added to the kingdom. When the Lord establishes kingdom, he establishes church. And instead of the Lord coming back to set up an earthly kingdom, he is going to come back and get his kingdom, which has been in existence this night for over 2 millenniums. And he's going to deliver it back up to God. Then come at the end, when he shall have delivered up the church of Christ to the Father. For he must reign till he put out all rule, all authority and might. For he must reign until he put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 24 to 26. And thus Jesus Christ is not coming back for the purpose of setting up an earthly kingdom. Jesus Christ is not coming back to offer man a second opportunity to be saved. Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. Revelation 3:20. Jesus Christ, when he comes again, he is not coming with his arms stretched out to give man a second opportunity to be saved. Well, why then? Why is Jesus Christ coming again? Number one, Jesus Christ is coming again in order to raise the dead. Jesus himself says, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are hearing his voice and come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of death, of resurrection, they that have done good unto the resurrection, they have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. John 5:28-29. Jesus says, no man can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up. John 6:44. Paul says, for I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if you believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus, which God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that he which are alive and remain shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18. Jesus Christ is coming again in order to raise the dead. Then secondly, Jesus Christ is coming again in order to change the living. But beloved, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is that sting? O grave, where is that victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain with the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:52-58. For our citizenship is in heaven, from whence we also look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile bodies, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Philippians 3:20-21. But beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we do know when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. 1 John 3:2. Jesus Christ is coming again in order to change the living. Then thirdly, Jesus Christ is coming again in order to judge the world. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all his holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations. He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Matthew 25, 31 to 33. Jesus says, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words, as one that judgeth him, for the words that I have spoken, the same is going to judge him in the last day. John 12 and verse 48. John said, I saw a great white throne and him that sit on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fell away. There was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead was judged out of those things which was written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which was in them. Death and Hades delivered up the dead which was in them. And every man was judged according to his works. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. Revelation 20, verses 11 through 15. For we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of the deeds done in the body, whether it be good or whether it be evil. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 11. It is appointed unto man once to die. And after that, the judgment. Hebrews 9 and verse 28. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Romans 2 and verse 16. At the time of this ignorance, God looked over the top of, but now he command all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness. Acts 17, 30 and 31. So let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Keep his commandments. For this is the whole of man. For God will bring every word in the judgment. Will it be good? Will it be evil? Ecclesiastes 12, 13 and 14. Jesus Christ is coming again in order to judge the world. Let's look at the manner of his coming. When Jesus Christ comes again, he's coming with a great noise. But beloved, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God shall sound. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 13. Jesus Christ is coming with a great noise. Through verse 16. He is coming with a great noise. And when Jesus Christ comes again, he's going to be accompanied by all of his holy angels. When the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, Matthew 16 and verse 27. When the Son of Man shall come in the glory and all his holy angels with him, Matthew 25, 31. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 7. When Jesus Christ comes again, he's going to be accompanied with his mighty angels. And when Jesus Christ comes again, every eye is going to see him. The Bible knows nothing about some secret coming. Revelation 1 and verse 7. Every eye is going to see him. If Jesus Christ comes right now, what would you do? You would do even now if you know Jesus Christ is coming. I don't know when he's coming. I don't know nobody that knows when he's coming. Jesus doesn't know. That information resides only in the sovereign CEO of glory. And that's God Almighty. We ought to get ready. Stay ready. That we might be ready when he comes. The last prayer in Revelation chapter 22. Come, Lord Jesus. We need to look high and wide every day the Lord gives us, because it just might be that day when Jesus Christ makes his second advent. If you're not a Christian, Jesus Christ can be your Savior now. He's not coming back to be Savior. He's coming back to be Judge. Why won't you get your life right with the Lord while you yet have time? Oftentimes people say, tomorrow, 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 I'm going to take care of it tomorrow. I don't know of no one that has ever lived in tomorrow, do you? Nobody lives in tomorrow. Because by the time tomorrow gets here, I don't even know nobody knows if God's going to make tomorrow or not. If tomorrow gets here, neighbor, it's today. When we push aside, delay, intend to do it some other time, that's what the devil wants. Tomorrow is the devil's best argument. He doesn't care whether you intend to obey the gospel. He doesn't care whether you intend to live a godly life. But as long as you wait till tomorrow, just keep on waiting till tomorrow. Just keep on waiting till tomorrow. And then one of these days, oftentimes mean none of these days, one of the devil's greatest wiles is to wait a while. He said, don't do it now. Just keep on waiting till tomorrow. Ezekiel 19:5, the record tells us that Israel waited. All hope was lost. Genesis 27:2, Isaac said, I know not the day of my death. You don't have tomorrow. 1 Samuel 20, verse 3, David said, there's but a step between me and death. Not tomorrow. In 2 Samuel 14:14, we must all needs die. And oh, as water spilt on the ground that cannot be gathered up again. Psalms 89:47 say, remember how short my time is. Psalm 9:9, our life is spent as a tale that's told. Psalm 9:12, so teach us to number our days, not our tomorrows, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Man that is born of a woman is a few tomorrows, is a few days, Job 14:1. Job 9:25, my days flee away. Job 7:6, my days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day brings forth. Proverbs 27:1. Today when you hear his voice, not tomorrow, harden not your heart. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2. All we have is today. By faith, penitence, allow your body to be immersed in water. You have time. Make the most of this moment before the most of this moment is gone. If I only had just one minute, 1 second after death. Look at Luke 16. Why not come while we sing?
We hope you have enjoyed this lesson from God's Word. If you would like to continue your study of New Testament Christianity, please send your name and address to World Bible School, West Huntsville Church of Christ, 1519 Old Monrovia Road, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806. Or if you prefer, send your name and address by email to wbs@westhuntsville.org.